Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 12th. God controls water. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Psalm 93:4. Imagine how you might be spending your days off of school this winter. What might you be doing this winter, like the day after Christmas? You wouldn't be in school, so you'd probably sleep in a little longer than usual. The dozens of cookies and holiday treats you devoured in the last week have made you sick of sweets. Well, almost. Maybe you decide to spend some time organizing your bedroom, finding a place for all those new Christmas presents, or reading a good book. Let's pretend you're halfway through your new favorite book when your thoughts are suddenly interrupted by the sound of a loud train coming near your house. But wait, that's no train. You don't even live near any railroad tracks. With a huge crash, the ceiling overhead is crushed in and the walls of your home collapse. What you thought was a train was really a giant wave more than 3 stories high. In a matter of seconds, this huge wave destroys your whole house, and you're being pulled around by more water than you've ever seen. Suddenly, you're no longer worried about your book or your Christmas presents. Everything in you is focused on getting out of this alive and finding your family. Well, that situation's hard enough to try to imagine, but it would be much harder to believe if it ever came true for you. Do you remember that this really happened? It happened on December 26, 2004, to thousands of children living in Thailand, India, Sri Lanka, and at least 5 other countries. An earthquake caused a giant wave called a tsunami to crash into their coastlines, killing over 200,000 people. They had no warning. They were going about their normal day after Christmas business, and that tsunami came on them as a complete surprise. But was God surprised that this happened? Absolutely not. God created water on the second day of the creation week. Every single droplet of every wave belongs to God, and He knows where every droplet is every second of the day. One drop of water may seem insignificant to us, but joining with trillions of other drops and given some force, water can do great damage. But because God made water, it could never be stronger than He is. He controls every path it takes and receives glory from it. We don't know why God sent the tsunami in 2004, but we can trust Him that He had reasons for His glory and for our good ultimately. We can trust the One who made everything we see that He is powerful enough to do what's best. God is more powerful than water and weather, and we can trust Him. In what area of my life do I need to be reminded of God's great power? Am I trusting this powerful God to work in me and my circumstances? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 12th.